Hi, Attorney Steve again. Thanks for listening to this podcast. We are talking in this podcast about the Video Privacy Protection Act, the VPPA. Okay, this is a federal law. We're seeing a lot of these claims being filed, so I just wanted to make you aware of it, just give you a basic general overview of what it is, so you might know if you have a claim or you don't have a claim. But there's been over 100 of these claims filed just in the last year and a half or so. So there's a lot of these claims being filed. The basics of this, well, let me tell you how it started. The basics of this is you cannot, a videotape service provider cannot, you know, sell or disclose your video watching habits. And basically, if they do, they can be liable for substantial damages. But this all started with a U.S. Supreme Court nominee, Robert Bork, if you guys remember him at all. One of the rental companies, videotape rental companies, leaked to the media what his viewing preferences were, what he was watching, what he was renting. So he got all up in arms out of that, and they ended up passing a law, as they do. If something is embarrassing to somebody, then yeah, next thing you know, it becomes a law. So there you have it. But the nuts and bolts of this is it requires you to be a consumer of a videotape service provider, a company, in other words. And it could be some company on the internet that offers movies, streaming movies. If this company is taking it and selling your data, your preferences, your audio visual materials that you like to watch, and you know your video watching habits, the titles, all this stuff. And nowadays we have people collecting data and selling it. It's a big business. That's why some of your websites, you know, are free or very low cost, because they're collecting and selling your data. But they can't do it when it comes to your video privacy, what you rent, what you consume, what your interests are. This has just been determined to be a private matter, okay? So we don't want people running around, hey, he watches this, or he watches SpongeBob, can you believe it? You know, they don't want things like that, okay? So what does it take here? Number one, you need to be a consumer. A consumer is somebody more than just like opting into a newsletter. That doesn't make you a consumer. But you're somebody that rents, subscribes, purchases, fills out a registration form, makes a payment. Maybe it's a monthly payment, things like that. But you have to be a consumer of a videotape service provider. It could be a website provider, mobile app providers that provide movies and things like that. So a consumer of a videotape service provider and some kind of sharing or improper sharing or disclosure of your audiovisual habits and video watching habits and things like that. And that could be done through things like cookies. You know, cookies are tracking your every move when you're on a website. It could be different code trackers or metapixels, things like that, that are tracking and harvesting your data. And then that data is sold to other companies. Let's take, for an example, like Facebook, okay? So there are many, many companies out there that are buying data, and they're creating dossiers on everyone, okay? So it wouldn't surprise me that somewhere in the cloud or wherever it is that there's your profile, your personal profile is for sale, just basically containing your name, your interests, where you live, how old you are, probably knows your politics from pulling how you comment on things, the things you like to buy. They can go to Facebook and find your books that you like to read, movies you like to watch off Facebook. There's sections where you can put all that information in, things you buy at the store, your credit card, what you eat, you know. So you can really put together a detailed profile about a person. And I know this from working at Experian, all the different various types of data that gets collected by people and packaged and sold as products. So, and it is, you know, some people think, well, this is for really nefarious reasons. But the main reason, two main reasons, one is for law enforcement and two is for marketing. The key here is they want to really hone in on what we call one-to-one personalized marketing. And I like it, actually. And so I'm a privacy advocate. But then again, you have to realize there are some benefits. For example, when I go onto TikTok or Facebook, you know, these ads are tailored for me. And I actually end up buying a lot of things just because I get these digital products, right? And marketing and movies. I make a lot of videos. So I get these products tailored to me, which I really like, actually. So I'm okay with it, but just realize that's going on. They're creating companies are out there creating dossiers on you, selling, and you know your information's for sale, and it's a huge, huge market selling information, selling data. Okay, so that's a general overview. But if somebody's sharing your viewing materials, the movies, the videos, the streaming videos that you like to watch, to you know try to make money and disclosing those, that can be a violation of the VPPA, Video Privacy Protection Act, okay? So if you feel like you might have a case or you wanna know more, discuss, or you think that something has happened, give us a ring. You know where to find us, on the web at attorneysteve.com. That's attorneysteve.com. And we're happy to take a look at your case and see if you have something worth filing and worth seeking damages for. Okay, have a great day. This is general legal information only and not legal advice. I got to run. Thanks for listening. Feel free to share this podcast on your social media networks. Bye now. Have a great day.